The Portland School District is going to vote today on having Portland police in Portland schools. Can you comment on that?
Yeah, we became aware of this just a couple of weeks ago, that this was even going on. It's one of those things that flew under our radar for some reason. And I'm hoping that people who hear this might be able to go to the school board meeting and or express their concerns about this. We've been strapped in Oregon and, you know, around the country, but in Oregon particularly, for having enough money for education. And our law enforcement and on the national scale, our military, are getting the lion's share of tax money, of taxpayer money, when you look at where our money goes. And so now the Portland Police Bureau is saying, oh, well, you know, we really have a budget crunch on our hands. You have to help us pay for these officers to be in your schools. And in fact, you know, the officers are just there adding to the school-to-prison pipeline, intimidating students of color, arresting people in front of their friends, and doing other things that are not productive for the learning environment. It's not the best place for actual armed police officers to be. So it's a great concern to our organization that the school board is thinking about spending somewhere around $1 million a year, I think it is, to fund school police.
Wow. And I understand that Richard Berry died at the hands of the police, and the state police-paid medical examiner is saying that he died of a drug overdose, and all the things the police did didn't have to do with his death. Can you talk about that?
Well, I can only talk about it vaguely because we still don't know what the police did. That's kind of one of the big issues about the medical examiner doing a report. They only are looking at a dead body. They're not going out on the scene and asking the police officers, what did you do? We don't know whether the officers might have used tasers or batons or pepper spray or any other kind of weapons to subdue Mr. Berry when he was running around the streets on Thanksgiving.
But in the past, that has happened. They've used all those things.
Right. In the past, such behaviors, pepper spray or tasers or whatever, have helped lead to the death of a number of people who died in police custody. And the medical examiner, generally speaking, will say it had nothing to do with the police action. It was just a complication, you know, of drugs or, you know, the person's own fault. They try very hard to not blame the officers and blame the victims.
Which is interesting. It seems to me that that would kind of exceed the mandate of a medical examiner. I mean, shouldn't he just have a technical report on what the cause of death was?
Yeah, he or she should definitely only be talking about what happened, what caused the person's death, and not saying whether or not the police had anything to do with it. That's for the criminal justice system and the internal police investigations to decide.
Well, you wrote, in the absence of any information about what kinds of force the police used to take Richard Berry into custody, including whatever they did to restrain him, and the possibility that they may have used a taser, the medical examiner's finding that he died of a drug overdose is starting to look like another in a long line designed to let police off the hook. So can I ask you also about taser use with Portland police and nationwide?
I've lost count of the numbers at this point, but Amnesty International had tracked it the last time I saw the numbers, over 1,000 people who died after the application of Taser. And Taser International, which changed its name to Axon recently, stopped denying that tasers can contribute to people's deaths. They changed the training materials they put out about tasers because they admitted that if the probes were across a person's heart in their chest area, that it might potentially contribute to their death. But they still say it's one of the safest options out there that's not a gun. However, they're not, you know, they're not saying it's a non-lethal weapon anymore. Tasers, you know, we don't have that many instances where tasers led to deaths here in Portland, but certainly it's happened a couple of times in Oregon, and generally speaking, our medical examiner hasn't taken the taser's weapon to task in the same way other judges have or other criminal justice personnel have in other states.
Grand juries continue to exonerate cops, no matter what, it seems. Can you talk about the grand jury process as it's done in Portland, across the nation? And if you could, talk about the jurors, the way they're brought in, and kind of get Stockholm syndrome on purpose.
Well, one of the things that's most troubling about how the grand juries are used here in Portland is that the same grand jurors, when a person lives, such as the person who just was shot at Fred Meyer's last week, or at the Starbucks at Fred Meyer's, that the same grand jury is going to be used to indict the person who got shot by the police, as will be asked whether or not the police committed any crime in shooting that person. And they're probably going to come down on one side or the other. Unlikely they're going to say both that the police committed some kind of criminal act and that the suspect did, I think is a big mistake and is a conflict of interest. Beyond that, the grand juries are run exclusively by the district attorney, who works on a daily basis with police to try to put criminals behind bars. So that district attorney has a conflict of interest.
For KBOO Portland, I'm Teresa Mitchell.